The Norman Baron by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. Dans les moments de la vie où la réflexion devient plus calme et plus profonde, où l'intérêt à l'avarice parle moins haute que la raison, dans les instants de chagrin domestique, de maladie et de péril de mort, les nobles se repentiront de posséder des serfs comme d'une chose peu agréable à Dieu qui avait créé tous les hommes à son image. Thierry, coquette de l'Angleterre. In his chamber, weak and dying, was the Norman Baron lying. Loud, without, the tempest thundered and the castle turret shook. In this fight was death the gainer, spite of vassal and retainer, and the lands his sires had plundered written in the doomsday book. By his bed a monk was seated, who in humble voice repeated many a prayer and paternoster from the missal on his knee. And amid the tempest pealing, sounds of bells came faintly stealing, bells that from the neighboring cluster rang for the nativity. In the hall the serf and vassal held, that night their Christmas wassail, many a carol old and saintly sang the minstrels and the waits. And so loud these Saxon gleemen sang to the slaves the songs of freemen, that the storm was heard but faintly knocking at the castle gates. Till at length the lays that chanted reached the chamber terror-haunted, where the monk with accents holy whispered at the baron's ear. Tears upon his eyelids glistened as he paused a while and listened, and the dying baron slowly turned his weary head to hear. Wassail for the kingly stranger, born and cradled in a manger, king like David, priest like Aaron, Christ is born to set us free. And the lightning showed the sainted figures in the casement painted, and exclaimed a shuddering baron, Miserere Domine! In that hour of deep contrition he beheld, with clearer vision, through all outward show and fashion, justice, the avenger, rise. All the pomp of earth had vanished, falsehood and deceit were banished, reason spake more loud than passion, and a truth wore no disguise. Every vassal of his banner, every serf born to his manor, all those wronged and wretched creatures by his hand were freed again, and, as on the sacred missal he recorded their dismissal, death relaxed his iron features, and the monk replied, Amen. Many centuries have been numbered since in death the baron slumbered by the convent's sculptured portal, mingling with the common dust. But the good deed, through the ages, living in historic pages, brighter grows and gleams immortal, unconsumed by moth or rust. The End. Read by Fadi Akhtar for Lit2Go. On the web at fcit.usf.edu.